Suicide awareness and prevention are important topics that should be discussed openly, without any shame. However, it is quite a sensitive subject that could be upsetting for some. Please take good care of yourself as you listen, and seek support if you need it. There are many services, some of whom I'll share with you at the end of this talk, with kind, caring, and understanding people who will simply sit with us and listen, without judgment or attempts to fix. Remember, when we're overwhelmed, it doesn't mean that we are broken. We're just normal people having difficult human experiences and feelings. It's much more common than we might think. While many more do survive suicidal thoughts and attempts, hundreds are still lost to suicide each year in Ireland. Friends, family, colleagues, important members of our communities. I almost became a statistic myself in my early 20s, not because I had a bad day or even a bad month. I came close to ending my life after several years of negative self-talk and critical beliefs, which caused stress and either low mood or emotional numbness. These resulted in a sense of hopelessness that life could ever be nice enough, good enough, to be worth living. I remember thinking, if this is how life is, I don't want it. It seemed like a logical means to escape a circumstance that I didn't understand and had no answer for. My experience isn't exactly the same as everyone else's, but I'm sure there are some similarities. I didn't realize at the time that it wasn't my life that I wanted to end, just the suffering. I wasn't aware that most of my pain came from how hard I was being on myself. I couldn't see my own value, so I didn't think it would matter that much if I was gone. I didn't know that so much could change for the better, and that my life would become worth living again. I wish that I had known then that many people feel and think like that at times, but keep it to themselves, and some, like me, hide it very, very well. I wish I knew how understanding, supportive, and genuinely caring people can be when you open up to them. I wouldn't have been so afraid of being vulnerable in front of another person. I wish I knew that there is no shame in getting overwhelmed by life sometimes. It can be very hard. There's so much to deal with. It's easy to believe that everyone else is doing better when they hide their struggles so well. Most of us only show others what we want them to see. I wish I knew that it is entirely human to find our minds drawn to worries and doubts, and sometimes get lost in them. I also wish that I knew then that there are ways to be more at ease with our uncomfortable thoughts and feelings, and that we can learn to guide them in more positive directions. Expert advice suggests that presence, patience, and some genuine support can be very helpful, even life-saving, in these situations. For the next few moments, let's just sit together and try some techniques that can be helpful in taking a break from the busyness and pressures of life, even if just for a little while. Or you may stand or walk if that feels best for you right now. You can change it any time if you wish. Let's pay attention to our breath, just noticing what it feels like to breathe. There's no need to change or control how we breathe. Just let it find its own rhythm, its own depth. Notice the sensation of the air as it passes through the nose or mouth. Maybe it's a little cooler on the way in and warmer on the way out. Feel it as it moves softly through the throat and fills the lungs. Perhaps the chest and shoulders rise and fall on each in-breath and out-breath. Just notice the sensation of breathing. Let's bring our awareness now down into the belly, observing any movement on the outside or the inside as we let the breath flow. And now, let's feel the entire breath as it gently fills us with fresh air and then releases. For some, the breath can be an anchor that helps to steady us when we drift. Now, while we breathe, let's bring our attention a little more into the body, feeling our feet on the ground, sensing our toes, our soles, and our heels. Tune into what's happening in the ankle joints, the bones of the shins, and the muscles of the calves. Now let's move to our knees and the sensations in the thighs, perhaps feeling pressure of a seat underneath, or maybe a little holding in the muscles. Whatever we feel is perfectly fine, we're just noticing. Bring some awareness to the hips and pelvis, the deep joints, the muscles around them, and the skin on the surface in contact with our clothes. As we breathe freely, imagine that the breath could reach all the way down to our toes. The in-breath filling the legs with ease, and the out-breath emptying them completely. Let's expand our body breathing to the shoulders, the arms, the wrists, and the hands, letting them fill up and then empty and release completely, resting comfortably on our laps or by our sides. Taking our awareness up through the neck now, into the jaw, the chin, the mouth, the cheeks, the eyes, and the forehead. Feeling the entire face now and any expression that might be there. Again, there is no wrong here, just noticing. Moving that awareness now around the ears, the top, the sides, and the back of the head. Let's see if we can allow our faces to become expressionless as our deep cleansing breath flows into the head and out, carrying a little tension away with each out breath. And now for a moment, breathe into the entire body as one, releasing from the whole body on each out-breath. Feeling into the body can help bring us down from the busy mind into more presence. For the next few moments, let's take our awareness a little further beyond ourselves as we listen to the sounds around us. We'll focus our attention on what our ears can hear. Maybe nature sounds, birds, breeze, or flowing water. Perhaps human activity. There could be voices, machinery, or traffic. We're not searching for sounds, just noticing the sounds that come our way. Now let's try to tune in as best we can to a sound that's close by. Maybe even the sound of our own breathing. Pay close attention to the details. Is it soft or sharp? Loud or quiet? Steady and constant? Or does it come and go? Just noticing. Let's shift our focus to a sound that's more distant and notice its qualities. Let's see what happens when we bring more awareness to it. Does it seem to get louder or come closer? Maybe the other sounds appear to move into the background. Learning to focus our minds can help us to listen more to other people and to our own positive inner thoughts. Let's stay just a little longer together, present in this moment, breathing, feeling into the body, and listening to what's happening around us. If there is an extra sense of calm or steadiness, let it linger on, and know that practicing can help to bring more of these into our lives. Being more present, patient, understanding, and even a little hopeful can help us personally when feeling overwhelmed, but it also helps us in supporting somebody else that's struggling. We can sit with them, give them the time they need to figure out and verbalize their thoughts and feelings. We can listen to them without interruption, judgment, or giving them solutions. Instead, we could ask them questions such as, "What do you need right now? What would be most helpful for you? Or is there anything I can do to help?" Often, it's the light of compassion and the space we need to find our own way out of a dark place. If you or someone you know is impacted by this information, remember that support is always available. These services are available anytime, day or night. Contact Samaritans on free phone 116 123. Text hello to 50808. Text help to 51444. Contact Pieta at 1-800-247-247 or call to your nearest hospital A&E department. You can also visit yourmentalhealth.ie for information on how to mind your mental health, support others, or to find a support service in your area. Remember, life can be challenging. It has its ups and downs. But know that circumstances and feelings can and do change. Many of us are living proof that life can be bright even after the darkest times. Take good care of yourself and those around you. We all deserve it.